Hey, I want to welcome everybody, whether you're a Midtowner or a friend of Midtown or a complete stranger to Midtown. Welcome. My name's Randy Drawn. I'm the senior pastor here at Midtown, and today I'm with Jonathan Nash. Welcome, Jonathan.
Hey, everybody.
Tell us who you are, man.
I'm one of the pastors here at Midtown, and for the last 10 years have been living with my family in the Napier neighborhood of Nashville, planting a church for Midtown. So I'm currently the congregational pastor of our Napier congregation, which if you've heard of it, you've heard us call it the Napier Kitchen Table. So that's our name in the community, but we're one of the congregations of Midtown here in our city.
Yeah, and today we want to talk about an issue that's really been hot in the press lately, and a lot of people have been calling me and asking me what we should do as a church, or how should we think about this. And so I brought Jonathan in. Jonathan's leading our congregation in the community that's probably most deeply impacted by what's happening. So Jonathan, why don't you bring us up to speed somewhat about what's going on right now in the world and how that's impacting Napier?
Yeah. I mean, most people probably are aware that we're in a food crisis here in our entire country, but, you know, due to the government shutdown, the SNAP benefits program, which is the national food assistance program that covers, you know, tens of millions of people in America, that's been suspended temporarily. There's word that maybe half of it will come back online, but that will only be about half of what people are used to getting, and that will be coming back on in a rolling basis over the next couple of weeks. So a lot of uncertainty and very, very real impact.
So you may not know this, but what percentage of your community depend on the SNAP program?
Yeah, probably about 80%. So in some states you have to qualify for SNAP and be on SNAP to receive public housing. The Napier neighborhood, I guess I should say, it's the largest public housing in the state of Tennessee, and it's the largest barrack style public housing, which is, you know, a kind of an old original style of project housing that's left in America. So about 5 to 7,000 people live in the Napier area, and probably 80% of them are on food assistance, which is the SNAP program.
So from where I sit and from where a lot of Midtowners and friends of Midtown sit, this seems like a crisis. Could you talk a little bit about, is it the crisis that we perceive it being? I mean, there's a lot of talking heads on television that are screaming, and it feels like there's a lot of political bantering back and forth. But take us away from that and take us into the neighborhood. Yeah. And fill us in, man. Or is your neighborhood in crisis right now?
Yeah. So, you know, I'll speak to something you said. I think we have to start by acknowledging, unfortunately, we all love a crisis. I mean, we, of course, don't love people being in pain and suffering, but we are trained to be attracted to the story of a crisis. It's what makes movies and also sells news. So yes, there is a crisis that's happening right now, but it is also something that I think a lot of people are paying attention to for the first time that isn't a first-time crisis. Or maybe a better way to say it is there is a current crisis of food, and I'd love to speak to how that's impacting folks and what we're doing about it. And I think we'll get to that. But maybe what would be important to say from the get-go is when you live and work in the Napier community, like my family does, our church staff does, you see that this food crisis is ongoing. It's 365 days a year. It's not impacted by the government, meaning it can get worse and it can become more critical when the government isn't doing its job. But this crisis will end at some point, Lord willing. I believe SNAP will be turned back on, and the ongoing crisis of food scarcity and the many other crises that people in poverty live with will continue. So there is a current crisis. People are hungry, and we're doing a lot to alleviate that. But one of the things I want to be able to say to Midtowners today is let's not be crisis responders. Let's be people who are on mission for the kingdom of God to do mercy and justice and love people in our city.
Yeah, I think we've had this conversation before about the food desert that's happening in Napier, which didn't start when the SNAP program actually got threatened and shut down.
Right.
Can you talk a little bit about what is a food desert and what is your community facing? What are the complications of living in a food desert?
Yeah, a food desert is it's a you know, federally designated area of you know, geography where people do not have access to fresh and affordable food. So if there's no grocery store near you, or if the only grocery store is inaccessible because it's too expensive, or you can't get public transit to it, then you know, you are living in a food desert. So the Napier neighborhood is one of the largest food deserts in Davidson County. The closest grocery store to us would either be the Turnip Truck in the Gulch, not affordable, so therefore not accessible, or Whole Foods on Broadway, which is also not affordable and not accessible because, you know, somewhere between 60% and 80% of people who live in the community don't have vehicles. And it's very difficult to take a family of five on the bus to pick up your groceries and then make it home, which we have people who do. So access to fresh food is a problem in our neighborhood.
So you've got this ongoing crisis that's been occurring for years in the Napier community. And I remember that in KT actually started as an urban gardening ministry, right?
Yeah. Yeah. When we first moved into the neighborhood, our initial missional push was to alleviate the food crisis in the neighborhood, to plant gardens. We had five or six different community urban gardens throughout the neighborhood. And that was the way that we met people and began to serve the needs of the community.
I remember those early years, man. You guys were planting gardens anywhere you could. I mean,
guerrilla gardening is what we called it.
We were looking for any plot of land or any empty bucket that we could plant a tomato plant in. I just remember those early years, how aggressive you were at and how committed you were to gardening. But we didn't stick with that. In fact, something else grew out of that garden, mm-hmm. rather than just tomatoes and corn, but a church. And I'd love for you to talk some about how Midtown is already in the midst of this crisis, addressing this crisis, and how we've been doing that for years. And why a church? Why not just a mercy ministry? Why not just bus in like loads of food and pallets and goods? Why are you committed, and why should Midtown be committed to us being a church and planting a church in the community?
It's a great question. I'll answer that by speaking about this current situation a little bit more. I don't believe it would be accurate to say the crisis of right now in Napier is a food crisis. There is a food need for sure, and because of the work of our church, no person that's a member of our church, associated with our church, who comes to our church asking for food will be turned away. Everyone will be fed. And so we do that work. We're addressing the crisis.
Yeah, just stop there for a second, man. Just can you go a little deeper in that? Because that's a bold statement that you just said. Why is it that nobody, no Midtowners, because you guys are Midtown, mm-hmm. no Midtowner in the Napier community is going to go hungry?
Yeah, because of the call of the church and the call of believers to do mercy and do justice. We have a budget that is, you know, designated specifically for food. We feed upwards of 200 people a week, hot meals. We have a meal after every Sunday service. We have meals for our men's ministry on Tuesdays, our women's ministry on Thursdays, and our discipleship groups that come on Wednesday evenings. So we feed people because that's just the normal work of our church. That's how we love and are the church in our community. It's how we care for our family. And because of that, and because of the support we get to do that, I can say that, yeah, no Midtowner in Napier will be hungry.
So good. So take us a little deeper. Why church?
Yeah, but so the crisis is much bigger than food. Food was the bridge that allowed us to begin ministry to then plant a church in the Napier community. But food is not the only issue. And the reason food is even an issue is because of other underlying issues. So this idea of root causes and holistic answers to big problems, you know, multifaceted problems, is so important. And I believe the church is the best, is best situated. I'm you know, going to get some disagreement and maybe even upset some people for this, but I think the church is even better situated than government, than charities and nonprofits to address the root causes of issues, the systemic problems that exist in communities. The reason I can say that is because a church is a community. It isn't a service provider. A church is not a place for people with needs to come to receive services. It also does that work. People who are hungry can come into our church to be fed, but we are a network of relationships. We are a family. It's how the Bible describes, why the Bible describes the church as God's house, a spiritual house with different building blocks, or a body, a spiritual body with different members, or a vine with branches. We are the community, and we're made up of people within the neighborhood who share life with one another, share their needs as part of that life with one another, and then meet one another's needs. And so we're able to address every problem from mental health to food scarcity to relational problems and dynamics to systemic injustice, and I could go on and on.
So you've told me in many conversations about what's happening right now with SNAP that this is a crisis, but this isn't throwing your community into crisis. Your community is already in crisis.
That's right.
And your community lives in crisis. And so I would love for you just to, because I've heard you say this so many times, I want you to say this to our community. There's a reason what Midtown is doing in that community is important and making a difference. And I was there a couple of Sundays ago when you guys baptized like 8 people out in the parking lot, and the whole community was walking by and watching all what was going on, and people were shouting and screaming and celebrating. Tell me why that moment brings light and hope and order in the midst of chaos.
Because, well, you said the word hope, because life with Jesus is fullness of life, right? Jesus said, I haven't come to steal, kill, and destroy, which stealing, killing, and destroying is a lot of what happens in the Napier neighborhood. But Jesus says, I've come to give them life and life to the fullest. And we believe that life to the fullest is a holistic experience. It's spiritual, it's emotional, it's physical, right? You can't have life to the fullest if your belly is empty. But you also can't have life to the fullest if you're rich and full and are spiritually impoverished. And so the church brings life to the full because it brings Jesus. And so our church, our community, baptizing people on Sunday, bringing new members, starting discipleship groups where people can study the word together, and also feeding people, and also going to court with them to advocate for them when they're experiencing injustice. That is our church, which is not an organization, but a community, doing the work of the kingdom to bring life to the full for people in Napier.
So you live in the community, right?
Yeah, 2 blocks from the church.
And you have an amazing staff that live in the community, right?
All of us.
Like, who are your staff? Remind us.
Nicole Vaughn lives 3 or 4 blocks up from me. DeCarlos Robinson lives 2 blocks from me. Amanda Jamerson, born and raised in the Napier neighborhood. Raised in the Napier neighborhood.
Okay. Well, let me just say something. I'll be really honest and vulnerable. I'm not moving to your neighborhood. I do not feel called. I'm not called. That's not where the Lord wants me. And for a lot of the people that are listening to this, they're not going to move into the Napier community. Some might. Some may be awakened by the Holy Spirit. I don't know. But for most of us, we're not moving in. How do we help? And most of the people that are in my world aren't even going over to Napier, maybe have never even been into Napier, and in some ways would prefer not to know about Napier. Mm-hmm. But in reality, it's only a couple of miles from where we're sitting right now. So if I wanted our community to be fully vested as the body of Christ in one of the congregations of Midtown that's in a community that's already in crisis, what can we do?
Yeah. So what I would want every Midtowner to do is know the Napier community exists, know its needs, be moved by the Lord to care that those needs matter, because they're needs of your church family. The word says we weep with those who weep and we mourn with those who mourn. We suffer alongside one another. We want people in our Midtown family to know the needs and sufferings of the entire Midtown family, including people in Napier. And thank God that we have a church family that's growing diverse enough to now include these kinds of physical needs.
Yeah.
And then I would want people to appropriately step into those needs. And the reason I just add appropriately is, you know, I was thinking like this crisis right now is, it's like when you're on a plane. Can you go with me for a second on this, Randy? You're on a plane.
I'll okay? try.
You're on a plane and you fall over.
Are all the air traffic controllers back at work?
Oh gosh.
Okay. Yeah. Just keep going, man. Another so crisis.
You fall over and you have a heart attack. Okay. And the stewardess runs up, and what does the stewardess yell? What would you hope the stewardess would yell?
Is there a doctor on the plane?
Do you want the stewardess to yell, could the 50 closest people come here and help this man?
Only if they're doctors.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And so when in crisis, we want professionals and we want experts.
Right.
And this is part of being not crisis responders only. Some of us and some of the people in Midtown who work for nonprofits and run charitable organizations are professional crisis responders.
Right.
And thank God for them. Amazing but for people. Most of us, what we're talking about is caring and moving missionally, doing things with your time, your money, your body, missionally, that cares about these needs of your church family 365 days a year. And so that process is usually a lot slower and it's sustainable. It doesn't happen fast and it doesn't stop fast. It happens slowly and it's sustained. So we have been over the last, you know, 7-8 years of doing this ministry have been building pathways for Midtowners to appropriately be involved, learn and respond to the needs of people.
Okay, so let me break it down just for a second. First thing you said is we need to know that Napier exists. And we need to know what's going on in the community. How do I do that? Where do I get this information stream that keeps me up to date on what's going on in the community?
Yeah, so there's two ways that I can give you right now. One, a little deeper, is in 12 days on November 18th, we're hosting what we call Napier 201, which is a two-hour training and experience of what life and ministry is like in communities of poverty. So that's Napier 201, and you can sign up for that in the description.
Let's just pause for a second, because if you're a Christ follower, you can't read scripture and not be faced with Christ calling us to care for the state of the poor.
Right.
Like all throughout scripture, we can't just turn a blind eye. So this is a part of our own journey with Jesus, is to awaken our own heart, our own heart's affection and time to the plight of those who are marginalized right here in our own community.
Yeah, that's right. And so I think a good opportunity for that education is coming to Napier 201.
That's great.
We discuss books that we'd recommend reading, et cetera. And then a very practical, easy second step is to sign up for our newsletter.
Yeah.
So that's a regular kind of bi-monthly newsletter that will come out that will share current news, events, you know, exciting stories, and also needs and ways to be involved in Napier. That'll help someone kind of uninitiated to become involved in the story of what we're doing in Napier.
And I'm not throwing any shadows on any churches. I love the churches in Nashville, but why aren't more churches planting churches in your neighborhood?
Because it's hard to ministerially and financially sustain a church.
And that's a really important point, because God has called us to be on mission. And a part of Midtown's model is we're birthing a movement of gospel transformation through multiple congregations. And we believe a lot of those congregations are going to be congregations that may not be self-sustaining.
Right.
And so like Napier, it's carried by the weight of our other congregations and the care of our people in those congregations. So I'm kind of shamelessly leading up to one of the ways that people can help is they can financially give to this work.
Yeah.
They can give a one-time gift. You know, that guy or gal that's listening to this that wants to write that $1 million check, we would not turn that down, right?
No.
But you can also become a Napier partner, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, following from everything we've said, what we need is sustainable ministry. The neighborhood doesn't need short-term crisis ministry as much as it needs sustainable ministry. And that's why our church exists 365 days a year, in crisis and out of crisis, all the time. And our annual budget, our NKT annual budget, is what supports all of our ministry work. The food, the 200 people a week that are fed, the 75 people a week who receive professional trauma therapy, people who attend church and hear the gospel preached and study the word in small groups. All of that is supported by the annual budget of Napier Kitchen Table, which cannot be funded by the giving of the local congregation because the resources are not there. And so we need regular, sustainable givers to our annual budget at NKT from the rest of the Midtown congregations and abroad, elsewhere in our city.
Great, Jonathan. Anything you want to say before we conclude this time? Any stories from, I mean, y'all did some baptisms this last Sunday too, right?
Yeah, we had four more baptisms this last Sunday, two adults and two young people. We've been bringing on new members, which is just exciting to imagine the next Midtown congregational meeting. There will be a contingency of Midtowners coming to vote as members from Napier.
Well, Jonathan, thanks, man. It's been great talking to you. And I hope that even though we didn't answer everybody's detailed questions about the SNAP program, I think it gives them a bigger picture of how the church is moving into a community, not in the midst of a crisis, but moving into a community with the gospel of hope and a community that is in crisis, and how we can continue to love and sustain a ministry for the long haul. So thanks, Jonathan. We love you. We love that you're part of the Midtown team and what you're doing with us and for us over there. So God bless you, brother.
Thank you. Love it too. Bye-bye.
See you.